Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great partner like Papa John's. They are the sponsor of the Papa John's Player of the Week, and this week it is Dylan Musett from Baser Linwood and Josh McConnell from Summit Christian Academy. Great weeks by both those players. Have their teams playing again this week. We say congratulations to them. And also use the promo code PrepsKC when you buy your pizza and you save 40%. And a portion of your purchase will go towards an equipment grant that will be handed out at the end of the year. So you can save some money and maybe later on help win some money for your school. Let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in Baser Linwood coach Rod Stahlbaumer. And coach, you've got one of our REMAX Big Three games. Now, this time of the year, I'll be honest with you, when there's only three games on the Kansas side, if you're playing in the semis, you're a Big Three game. So it works out well for you there. But you guys are hosting Bishop Miege in the semis. You've been here before. You've been in this spot before. You guys are playing some of your best football. What do you like about your team as you get ready to take on Miege?
I like the fact that our guys have been dialed in and focused. Better half of the season here. I think that we've been able to keep a nice balance between run pass just how hard these guys have worked to get to this point.
Coach, going back to what you just said about trying to be balanced between the run and the pass, kind of describe for us, if you would, your passing game, what your passing game philosophy is, and what you guys want to do week in and week out and have done for the first 11 weeks.
This year we kind of changed up some of our stuff. We've been predominantly a one-back offense most of the time since I've been here. And this year we had two really good running backs and two versatile backs. And so we've kind of went to more of a two-back set and then motioned them out into different formations. And so Nolan Ford, for example, he's been predominantly a running back. This year we've kind of tried to lean more on him to do both. And so he's been able to motion out and be our third leading receiver for us and give us a lot of yards and cause some conflicts for defenses. And we do a lot of everything. We do quick game. We do intermediate passing stuff. We've been able to throw deep here, especially the last several weeks. And so, that kind of falls on Dylan Musett as far as being a distributor and reading the defense pre-snap and making good decisions. So, that's really, we just try to be pretty versatile with what we do and attack all parts of the field and take advantage of what the defense gives us.
Well, I know talking with some of the guys we've had out covering you this year, they came back very impressed with your offense and what Dylan does and the backs and how you guys were able to do a lot of different things. And when you're going up against a defense like Miege that's been pretty stout all season long, is having a variety of ways to attack them going to benefit you?
Oh, I think you have to. I think any time of year you get this deep in the playoffs, if you're one-dimensional, that makes things more difficult, especially when you're playing a team who's good at stopping what you do. And Miege defensively has been outstanding all season long. And so I think you've got to have the ability to give them different looks and attack different parts of the field. And then you just try to hope that you can, manipulate stuff the way you need to in order to have success in certain areas.
Coach, you guys played great defense last week against Paola. Talk briefly about what you guys are doing defensively and how your defense has played all year long.
Coach Lohafer and our defensive staff do a phenomenal job, both in the scouting department and just preparing our kids. And so, about 3 years ago, we switched to this 3-4 defense, and we got undersized kids. I mean, we got some really small kids, but they got a lot of fight and they got a lot of quickness. We feel like, we're well prepared each week, so they play fast. And, so I think our biggest philosophy defensively is to create havoc and get to the football. And so, this year especially, we've kind of made a point of emphasis to have seven hats on the ball. And, usually each week I can pull up some photographs of the game and show where we've got seven, eight guys all gang tackling and being smothering. And so that's kind of been our philosophy, is being in attack mode defensively all the time. And I think that that's really allowed us to play fast and be aggressive.
Well, I know Miege's kind of MO with their defense has been to turn people over, and they've gotten a few extra possessions, it seems like, every game. Is that something that you guys are focused on? Like, hey, let's try and steal a possession here with a turnover? Or do you kind of, say, let's play scheme and those turnovers will happen for us?
A little bit of both. We have, the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've really hit the turnover circuit hard in practice each week. And I've noticed that mentality shift a little bit with our kids. We've ripped the ball free a couple of times in the last two rounds of the playoffs that I think were big momentum changers for us. So a little bit of it, is just by design. I mean, we're aggressive, we're attacking, we're playing fast. Turnovers are going to happen, but we have kind of tried to make it more of an emphasis the last couple of weeks as we got into the playoffs.
Coach, flipping back to the other side for just a second and looking at Miege's defense, what problems does that create for your offense? Do you have to do things differently or better, or how, what are you thinking about as you go into this game?
Well, you know, when you get to this level, you get to sub-state finals. I mean, you got to bring your A game. So everything you do, you got to do better. But their defensive line is very, very good. Their front six is really, really good at stopping the run, and they're able to do it with just those six, which frees up their secondary guys to play pass. So, you know, for us, we've got to make plays. You know, we got to try to get our guys into one-on-one matchups, and then we got to win those matchups. So that's a lot of what I guess our thought process coming in is to try to manipulate their defense a little bit with some movement and try to get us in situations where our guys have an opportunity to make plays, find some matchups that maybe favor us. But at this time of year, it's always tough because they're very good and very good in a lot of different positions.
Do you feel like your special teams can make a play for you if needed on Friday night?
You know, our special teams played really well this year. That's one thing that I feel like maybe is even the difference between the 2016 team when we played the Asian Substate Finals and this year's team is that we're a lot better in the special team department this year than we were. And I think this time of year, anytime you can make a play in the special teams, whether it's a block punt or whether it's a kick return or a punt return, is a huge momentum shift. It's huge in field position shift. So that's one of the things that if we're going to have success Friday, we're going to need to do, I think. But I do feel far more confident with our special teams this year than maybe we even have in the past.
Coach, I think there's no question that you've earned this, but I think it's got to be a great advantage to you guys, the fact that you're at home. That's a great advantage in Week 12.
Oh, I think so. You know, this is the fourth time in 5 years that we played the Asian, but it'll be the first time we've got a chance to play them at home. So I think just psychologically for our kids to have that comfort of having it home and maybe have that change of venue is big for us, at least just, you know, mentality-wise anyway.
Well, I will say this. I've been out there for playoff games. It's one of the more underrated places to go and play in the postseason, and your fans bring it, and it's a great atmosphere. So I know you're expecting to have a good, raucous home crowd, and I know that Mie should be expecting that as well.
Yeah. No, and that's the fun thing for our kids, too, this time of year. Is it's not even just our fans. You know, when you get to this level, and a lot of the other area schools are done playing, that you get guys with different letter jackets coming out to watch, and fans from different communities. So it's, you know, sub-state games are generally pretty electric, and a cool atmosphere for our kids to experience.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Yeah, no, thank you very much.